There's no members of the public here. The first thing on there, actually before that, is approval of the minutes from last month. I don't know if anyone has any edits from those June minutes or anything else to add. Otherwise, I can entertain a motion for approval.
I move to approve.
Thanks, Kristen. Second, anyone? I think maybe Jasmine raised her hand first. I don't know, it was a tie almost. All in favor? Aye. It's unanimous. They're approved. Does anyone have any disclosures or recusals to make at this point? Okay. Then, boy, trying to figure out where we should start here. Without Tracy here. Oh, and Tracy's here right in the nick of time. We'll give her a second. You hear us, Tracy? Are you there, Tracy?
Hi, can you all hear me?
Perfect. Yep. And you
Hi,
hear right? Oh, sorry.
thank you. Here I am.
Perfect. Thank you. And you hear right in the nick of time. We just went through kind of the easy stuff and the administrative stuff, just to prove the minutes. And then I was looking through the agenda and thought, ooh, what can we do before Tracy gets here? And then you pop right in. So it was perfect. Just perfect timing. I think we can go right down the agenda to new business, election of the new chair. I know we talked about this a little bit at the last meeting. I don't know if you have anything to add, Tracy, if it'd be helpful to go through the role a little bit more or anything else.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you so much. I'm sorry I am on the road. Just settled in. And so I apologize for being late, but I'm happy to see everyone. And with regards to the chair, we kind of went over the role last session, and we haven't set a date for actual elections, but know that they are coming. And anyone who is interested, I really would like for someone to seriously consider taking on the responsibility that Ryan has masterfully managed for the last couple of years. And we certainly appreciate all of his efforts. And we know that I believe all of you are very much capable of filling those shoes. They are big shoes to fill, so to speak. Because Ryan's done a fantastic job, but all of you are amazing in your own right. So we're certainly looking forward to someone stepping up and letting us know that that you're interested in moving into that position. So we'll just make a note that by our next meeting, hopefully we'll be able to actually set the date that we'll be scheduling for elections. Okay. Any comments, questions, or concerns around that? So, Ryan.
Sounds good. Thank you, Tracy. The next thing is the discussion items and the $50,000 hearing update. I think we're still working on the date, right? I don't know if there's anything else.
So we are still working on the date, and let me apologize on behalf of my division. We had a date. We all agreed to the date, but our AA specialist, our contract compliance specialist, was not able to get everything in order so that we could move forward on that date because there are some guidelines around noticing the companies that are going to debarment. And so we have to have our evidence packages ready to present to them. And they need at least a 10 business day window of notification. They know, they already know that they're going to, but we, that they're moving towards that direction. We have a few that are working towards not making debarment and actually coming into compliance. But then there are still several who are not in compliance. And so I will say plan on it being longer than the one we had 2 years ago. Yeah, I think 2 years ago, we had a debarment hearing. And we only had three companies went to the hearing. But this upcoming hearing, it looks like it's going to be several companies. And with that being said, Martha is now looking at August the 12th. And Kristen, glad to see you made it back safely from your travels. So we're looking at, I'm sorry, did I say March the 12th? Oh, I said April. I mean, August. Perfect. So August the 12th. Unfortunately, that is the only date in August that everyone on the legal side are available. So I'm really, 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 really hoping that this works for you all on that particular day. Does anyone know at this moment from the committee if you would be available for the 12th or not available for the 12th? Kristen? You're available. Perfect. Damon?
Yes, I'm available also. I had to switch to my phone. I'm having problems with my computer right now, so I can't see everything in view. So,
all right, we see you though. Perfect. You're good. Thank you so much, Damon. And then Sean, how's it going?
It's going great, but I will actually not be in the country that the week before and week after that. So I'm gone from the 6th to the 20th. So
okay. So Sean, that does not work for you, Ryan.
And I'm in exactly the same boat as Sean. Just I'll be traveling internationally that week, so I won't be here either. Sorry.
Okay, so with two of you out, there's no need in asking for an alternate. Jasmine, were you our alternate? Or is Sean the alternate?
I think Sean is the alternate. I don't think I signed up for it.
Okay, there was some discussion early on because you had just come to the committee. Mm-hmm. When we said it. Okay. So Sean is actually the alternate and then Ryan would not be here. So that says we're going to end up with a fall hearing, which gives the companies more time to come into compliance. So we will look at that from a positive perspective. Okay. All right. So I will notify Martha and make her aware, as well as our legal department, making them aware that the 12th of August will not work. One of our attorneys has lots of travel taking place during the month of August, so only had that one time. Giselle.
Yes, I just have a question because I'm still fairly new at learning the debarment process, but we need three commissioners from the committee to be there, correct? Or is it four?
It's three plus an alternate.
Oh, so four total then.
Yeah, so our committee is Ryan, Kristen, and Damon. And then Sean is our alternate.
Okay, I'm understanding now. Thank you.
Thank you for asking. That was a very good question. So, it's not going to work. So we will move on. Maybe some companies will feel elated that we are unable to move forward with that hearing in August. So that moves us to September. And I know I was really concerned because I was like, Damon's schedule's probably going to change again. And I just didn't want to put him through the possibility of not being available. But everyone's schedule is possibly changing because again, we'll be moving into another season. But we are going to get it done. And so that's where we are. So I will circle back once we know either myself or I'll ask Giselle to notify the committee, this the 550K hearing committee of the new dates. Hopefully we'll have more than one date to look at for that. And we'll go from there on the 50K process. So stay tuned. More to come. Ryan, back to you.
Sounds good. I think we're just ping-ponging here for a little bit. The next one is the recruitment for this group, for the commission. And I think last time we were talking about whether some former Aspire interns could be good candidates for potential recruitment.
Yes. So I am excited to let you all know that Kristen's idea is possible. Kristen asked in our last meeting if we could consider some of our former Aspire interns to be a part or invite them to be a part of the commission. And that's very much possible. Some of them have do not reside in Madison, and that is one of the criterias. So we are creating a list. We are in full swing with this year's cohort. They cannot be a current employee of the city of Madison. So the 2024 cohort will be are not qualified to be a part or to consider becoming a commissioner. But we might have some people in prior cohorts that might be interested. So we are in an email, blind copy email to those individuals and let them know that this opportunity exists and we would love for them to consider taking on this role. All right. And so we hope to get that out within. It will not be this month. It'll probably be next month because we're really trying to get that 50K process done. And I have some travel time. I'm away now, and then I have more travel time the end of this month. So I'm thinking by our next meeting, I'm hoping to have that list. This year's cohort ends on July 31st. So I'm not sure if our coordination team for Aspire will be able to tackle that project before the cohort for this year ends. But we're hoping for it. So maybe at the next meeting, we will have already sent that email. If we don't have the listing by then definitely before the end of August, we will get that email out to them. Questions, comments, or concerns with regards to extending that invitation to former Aspire interns? All right. Fingers crossed. Hopefully this works for us. All right. Next item, Ryan.
I think this is, and thank you for your efforts on that, Tracy, too. I think the next item is that equity analysis and review of the landmark ordinance and that whole thing, and hand it over to you, Tracy.
Yes, thank you again. So we did come up with a list of individuals that we wanted to extend an invitation to, Heather Bailey, Tamika Bryant, and we wanted to ask for two members of the actual commission, the Landmark Commission, and then Ryan and Kristen agreed to be a part of the stakeholders who will analyze the policy or their process for equity. So we have not gotten their invitation out to them. So that is on our to-do list. And I'm thinking maybe I'll ask Giselle if we can work together to collaborate on that invitation if her calendar permits.
Yes, you can always reach out to me.
All right. Giselle, would you be so kind as to try and schedule something on our calendar so that we can craft that information and get that out?
Yes, can you let me know when you would like to have this done by?
This is, if there's room for us to work on it next week, I'm open to that because I'm out the following week through the end of the month.
Okay, yeah, next week I'll find some time for us both to meet then, for sure.
All right. So if you all commissioners would honor me with some grace and allow me, extend me some grace and allow Giselle and I to collaborate on that and work on that before our next meeting, I'd greatly appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All right. Next up.
Thank you, Tracy. We appreciate the effort. Summer's always hard with stuff going on, vacations. So, next item is future agenda items, and I don't know if there's anything else any commission members have, other than the things we talk about and the things that are just regularly going on. Is there anything else? Seeing no, I will hand it back to Tracy for her update. Oh, Damon.
Yeah, and apologies here. I'm using this from my phone, which I don't normally use, but I was just looking at the past minutes, and as everybody know, I haven't been on the meetings for quite a while, and just looking at items. So did the commission decide to abandon any discussion about RPP or move forward towards that? Can
I
anybody hear
think
me?
that was a long saga, or longer saga. And I remember there being, and I will hand it over to Tracy. I just remember there being some discussion with the mayor's office and all sorts of political stuff, but I'll just let you fill in the details because that's about as deep as I go.
I don't know. Can volume go down for everybody else? But it's not as loud for me anymore. Maybe it's just my phone. I can barely hear now for some reason.
Damon, you're coming through loud and clear for me, and I'm seeing head nods. So, check your volume maybe, see if you maybe accidentally lowered it. Can you hear me now?
I can barely hear you, but I'm trying to reconnect through my computer, so I'm gonna get off
Okay.
of the phone.
Okay, I'll give you a couple of seconds to connect your audio.
Recording in progress.
And he's back.
All right, that's a whole lot better.
Okay, perfect. So, in response to your question, it has not been abandoned. And as Ryan described, it has become somewhat of a saga. But we'll just say in this episode, so the mayor wanted to make sure that the RPP was not duplicating the RAISE program. And so much effort has been placed on our contract compliance specialist, Jesus Sanchez Cruz, to amp up the program, to find out what has hindered the program from being successful. And I believe you might recall that the RAISE program is a criteria, a part of contracts for people who do business with the city, that they're required to post their open positions on the city's website under the RAISE program. And if a qualified candidate would like to be referred for that position, if they're qualified, they are to be guaranteed an interview. So Jesus has done a wonderful job, but the mayor was like, okay, is what the commission is looking at, is it the same thing? How does it differ? What's really happening with the RAISE program, because it's already in place. So Jesus has done a wonderful job of amping up that program. We went from 12 community partners to, I believe we are probably, we're close to 20 now, I believe. And so he's been adding partners and renewing partnerships that had grown cold and stale, and people have left and nobody knew that they were a partner of the city and the RAISE program and all of that. So he's had new community partners come on board, such as the African Cultural Center. Fresh Start was already a part, and he's renewed that activity. And those are the two that jump out at me. I'd have to look at my notes from my one-on-one meetings with him. So that program is being engaged. And then the mayor also wanted to know where the disconnect was with, with other agencies, with agencies referring to us, the trade agencies. So like Big Step, like, why haven't they been referring and getting people and candidates in the door? Well, we have met with them. They've told us, you know, what some concerns are. And the community partners have said, you know, your platform is not conducive to the other hiring platforms that are currently out there. So our IT department is working with us to create better ways. So again, making sure the RAISE program, something that's already in effect, is a good tool, and it's a productive tool, and it's accomplishing what it was set out to do. So then that takes us over to what the commission has, you as commissioners have been looking at, is it RPP program? Yes. So the RPP program, how does that differ? So now we're approaching the how does that differ part. So we're looking to analyze that, what was presented under that resolution, and let the mayor know this is where we are with the RAISE program, and this is how it differs, how the RPP would differ. So that is where we are with that. And we've got so many things on our work plan. As an agency, the Department of Civil Rights, the RPP has not been, it's not at the top of the list. It's on the list, but it hasn't been at the top of the list. And we kind of have moved towards getting the, what's the other thing that we've been focusing on? Oh, the Landmark Commission equity analysis. We wanted to get that going and get a good footing of that before we lose Ryan. Okay, because his tenure is ending. So it's still on our list. It's not in the agenda, but it's still on our to-do list. So it's coming around.
Okay. I just wanted to comment, you know, I was communicating with Giselle with, you know, why I couldn't make it these last few meetings, because I was an electrician on the Madison BRT.
Mm-hmm. She told us. I tell you,
even more than now, being out in the field again, because I was in the office for a few years, there's a definite need to look at this again with the dynamics and the money, with the dynamics on what we spend and what we would like to see as a diverse workforce within construction. Because even though I had a lot of experience in this, this was another eye-opening experience to me on this BRT that I wish we can have discussion about at a different time, some things I found out. So anyway, I definitely understand. When are you done, Ryan?
I think October is my last meeting, if I'm recalling correctly.
Okay.
All right. That sounds about right.
Okay.
I hear you, Damon. And I understand. And I will say, as the person who sets the goals, the SBE Small Business Enterprise goals on these projects, with the BRT project in particular, there are so many facets to it. And it's really a large project because, you know, I'm going to call it phase one. It's multiple phases. But if you look at it in the way it's broken up in terms of we're on the east-west extension, and in 2025, 26, they're going to start working on the north-south extension. What I have found as the goal setter for our SBEs is a lot of the work with the BTE project, either an SBE doesn't have the equipment or the manpower to do it, to take on or bid for those projects because it's so massive, or the expertise isn't there, because there's a lot of specialty pieces to the BRT project. Not making an excuse, because we still have been setting goals, because we have federal and city dollars intertwined. We still have been setting goals, but that is one thing that I have found that has stood out the most to me, is because it's such a large project, do a lot of our SBEs don't have the manpower and or the equipment to work such a large project. And we want them to partner with folks. And we've worked with Metro in partnering. Let's see if we can develop some partnerships with these primes and smaller businesses so that they can have a piece of the contract. So that is continually being encouraged. But it's really, usually it's kind of boiling down to, can some of these SBEs actually handle such a large project, or do they have the specialty trade for it? That's just my take on what I've observed.
Yeah. Again, you know, I would like to have this conversation and be a part of it with my expertise to be able to elaborate it and give everybody a clearer understanding that may not understand and know, because I understand equipment and business is one thing, but labor, you talked about the local BRTs, labor is a total different issue when you want to talk about bringing the bodies on to make it a diverse set. You can teach the skill set once they get there.
For some of the positions, yes. Yes, I agree. Okay. So segueing from there, so it still exists. RPP has not gone away. It's on our to-do list. Okay. Thanks, Damon, for raising that question. Ryan, do you want me to go ahead with my update?
Yeah, unless anyone has anything else, which seeing heads nod, no. So I think we're good with future agenda items with what we have on our plate, which is quite a bit. I'll hand it over to Tracy then.
All right. Thank you so much. The one thing, I don't have any personnel updates. Our AA specialist is working out great. So my team, the Affirmative Action Division, is fully staffed. One thing I definitely wanted to share with you is on July 31st, for those of you who will be available between the hours of 12 noon and 3 p.m., we originally had that date set aside to celebrate the closure or the conclusion of this year's Aspire internship program. We have expanded the scope of that event, and that event customarily in the last couple of years has been a networking event for our interns to meet with as many agencies within the city, and kind of like speed dating, but speed networking for the interns. So it gives them an opportunity to connect with all the different agencies, find out what jobs are available and how they can apply and be a part, because our interns have a 6-month window where they can apply for internal city jobs. So we have the networking event, but this year we missed, last year we missed the 50th anniversary of the affirmative action program for the city of Madison. We missed it. So our director brought it to our attention that last year was the 50th. And so he's saying, let's celebrate the 51st. And I'm like, can we wait to the 55th? He's like, no, we're celebrating this year. So we have expanded our networking event for the Aspire cohort to include the 51st anniversary of affirmative action within the city of Madison. We will be recognizing two individuals, one being the founder of the Aspire program, and then the other individual, we will be acknowledging them posthumously, which is the original affirmative action officer. We will present an award to their daughter, which is Alder Bennett. So both of our special guests have accepted our invitation. I am putting this before you all, our flyer with regards to the event. I saw some emails going through while I was on the road. Our flyer is just about done. And so you all will get an invitation to this event. And we're hoping that if not all of you, at least maybe a couple of you or some of you can come and participate. It's going to be held at the Hub, at the Urban League in the lobby area. And it is a... We're looking forward to having a wonderful time celebrating our interns and celebrating the fact that affirmative action is alive and well, and we're not going to let anyone stop any of our DEI efforts. And we're moving forward in the city of Madison. So wanted you all to know that firsthand, and you'll see an invitation coming to an inbox near you soon. I'm going to let that be my update for today. Any questions, comments, or concerns? All right. We are looking forward to this event. Norm is excited. And again, hopefully those of you, if you are available, you can swing by for a few minutes and congratulate the efforts that our Affirmative Action Division continues to make. So, all right, Ryan, back to you.
Thank you for the update, Tracy, and we appreciate you joining us while you're traveling. I think that brings us to the end of the end of the agenda. I'd entertain a motion to conclude the meeting here at this point.
I'll move to adjourn.
Thank you, Kristen.
I'll second.
Thank you, Damon. All in favor? Thanks, everyone. Appreciate your time, and have a good month of July here.
Safe travels, everyone, and welcome back, and enjoy your summer.